Okay.
Can I get it to you after the meeting?
Yeah. I'll call you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
I'd like to call the regular meeting back to order. As you know, the public hearing has been closed. Do we have a result of the letter of protest that were filed from the Cowley Police staff?
Yes, Mr. President, members of the board, public, we have 157 confirmed letters of protest that conform with the Proposition 218. We have 30 non-conforming for a variety of reasons, as I indicated earlier. So we have a total of approximately 184. 157 that
conform. That's what matters. Thank you very much. The number that's needed in order to...
A little over 2,500.
Thank you very much.
Extension.
Okay, at this point, let me go back to that sheet.
Mr. President, just formally for the record, the protest vote has failed, and thus the board is now has the ability to move forward on the resolution for a rate increase up to the amount contained in the notice.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for clarifying that also. This is a two-year rate increase that we're looking at. The question was brought up, how do we know about next year? We don't, and the number that you're looking at for the second year is nothing more than a proposed rate increase for next year. We don't know what the budget is for next year. It may be less than that, but what we do know for sure is it can't be more than that, and that's what we're really doing is setting a top limit for that rate increase. And it could very well be less than that, depending on what capital improvements need to be made, have to be made, and the board decides needs to be made. At this point, I would ask for director's comments. Just for, I'm going to start on this end down here, and then just kind of move back and forth. If that works for everybody. Ray, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you actually made a couple points I was going to make, because I heard people say that. You know, we've got this 2 year. The second year, we commissioned a 2 year rate study, and so we got the 2 year rate study. So that's one of the things we voted on, and it's correct that the second year is the maximum it can be. It doesn't mean it will be that. We have no idea because we're going to do our budgets, and there's no decisions on what that's going to be as far as capital improvement. As far as this year, the 17% is needed for current requirements. I know that there was some discussion about whether that was for growth. The only thing in there that is a well, and it's only $40,000 for this year for some studies relative to that well, so it's really not an impact. The main thing for this year for capital improvement is a belt press, which we need to keep up with our current demand of machinery. We haven't been able to. The belt press squeezes the water and helps us get the waste down so we can get rid of it. And we've been just dumping this stuff off in ponds, and our ponds are about full. So if we don't do something about this, we're going to have a big problem. And so all this capital money for this year is what we need to run the district as it is running now. So that's all I have for now.
Thank you. Well said. Thanks, Ray. Chris, do you have any comments?
I think that there's been a lot of good effort and time put into this. We've looked at our... Before I came on the board, you guys put together the plan to go out and get a 10-year plan on projections. And I mean, we don't have a crystal ball, but we can get input out there from the users and what we're seeing as far as trends in our facility. And so we got that 10-year plan looked at, and that's we put in a budget. I want to remind the public that we do annual budgets here. And the second year, again, is speculative, but it's important that we maintain good quality water out here. And we do have old systems out here. And at some point in the next 10 years, we may need to have an additional water supply. And so these funds that you see in there are projected. They're placeholders for discussion right now. Our first year, we have a lean budget right there. That 70%, like Ray said, is a solid number, and that's what it's going to take, because we've been bumping along here at 1% and 2% or very low increases for the last since we started. And so I think it's about time we get our make sure our wheels aren't going to fall off the car that we're driving here. So I want to let you guys know that every nickel and dollar has been scrutinized by this board here, and we were able to carve this thing down. So that's what my two cents right now. I just want to make sure we got affordable water for all of us, and that it's we do have a plan. If we're running there blindly, that's the problem, and I'm tired of kicking the can. So
thank you, Director Steele. Director Simon.
Like everybody else in this town, when this rate increase comes, I'm going to pay it just like you are. Listen, if we don't get a free ride, it's not where the directors get no PG&E bill and a water bill, and we're going to pay it too. But I agree with pretty much everything that was said by everyone. I am dead against some of what's in the next budget. The 2011-2012 budget is a legitimate budget. The 17% increase is a legitimate increase. We have narrowed, we've cut everything. We had a battle here during the budget process. We held a budget committee. We have cut everything we can cut. Mr. Silver's correct to say that we did add. We are adding staff. We need staff. We are understaffed. We in a lot of cases, we're still operating in the 20th century. And if this town is going to survive, and if the town is going to grow, if the town is going to do anything, you have got to get, we have to streamline what we do. And I agree with that. The big issue is, for the first time, we looked at a two-year rate study. So you see the rate study, and you see $575,000 for a well. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. We don't need the well. But that's not for me to decide. What happens is the well goes into the 2012-2013 budget. We will hammer out that budget for 2012, and I will fight, along with some of the other directors, we'll be fighting against well 7, because we don't need it. I firmly believe we don't need it. We're not going to do anything we don't have to do. We're not going to spend a penny of your money we don't have to spend because we're paying it. When I get my bill and I get my taxes and I look at it and I keep seeing it go up and go up and go up, I don't need it to go up anymore. The problem we're having is we have, in this tough economic time, we have very little revenue. As people move out of their houses, they go into foreclosure, we stop collecting. So one of the people that spoke asked about putting in water meters early. That's a wonderful idea. What will happen is you'll do what everybody did. You'll conserve, and we will reward you by raising your rates even higher, because we have to have income in this town. We don't get to close. If something goes wrong, we don't get to close the office and just stop working. We have to work. So as directors who are responsible to you, we will do everything we can, I'm telling you, for the 2012-2013 budget. It ain't going to be a slam dunk and a rubber stamp at $575,000. We will go to battle and we'll cut everything we don't need out of that budget. So I would be more concerned with 2011-2012, which is 70%.
Thank you, Director Simon. Director Dawson.
Well, I want to piggyback on something that Mark just said, and I think that's really important for a lot of the people who don't frequent our meetings. It's nothing is a slam dunk on this board. We have five different personalities with five different concerns and interests, and we try to come together and raise the magic number. So nothing is a slam dunk. Anything that is proposed for 2012-2013 is exactly what it is. It's proposed. It is a placeholder that we can look to over the next year and try to figure out exactly what it is we need to do. I'm not going to sit here, because I do not know at this time, saying that we do need it at well 7. But I would not also sit here and say that we don't, because I don't think anyone can actually say without any bit of probable or doubt that yes or no. And we're going to have a year to figure this out. But like my other board members have said, I'm not going to kick the can down the street anymore. I'm not going to support anything that is a band-aid on a broken dam. We are elected to make the right decision, and that's not necessarily the popular decision. So as we move forward, I think it's important that the people who are here today, continue to be interested in our process. The budget process this year was incredibly transparent. How many budget meetings? Five? There was five budget meetings before we had a special workshop on the budget. No one wants a rate increase. We didn't wake up today and say, I really want to stick it to ratepayers' discovery day. And like one of my fellow directors said, we pay it too. this isn't an easy decision. It's not one that we want to make, but it's one we have to. And that's all this.
Thank you, Director Dawson. I don't have a whole lot more to add. I do want to say that it has always been clear from the very beginning that this is a 17.7% increase for this year. It was discussed in the meetings. We've discussed that in at least three meetings. So to try to somehow paint this board as being fraudulent, lying, cheating, conniving, none of that's true. It's been 17.7% increase for our water and wastewater from the very beginning. If you want to isolate a line item, I can show you somewhere there was a 0% increase, but I'm not going to go around telling you it was a 0% increase because that would not be representing the truth. Secondly, the second year proposed increase has always been 18%. What was proposed to us by the by our consultant was much higher than that. As Director Simon said, we shaved almost 25, about 22% off of the proposed rate increase that came into us to try to get those numbers down. It came at 22%. And we shaved it down to 17.7% in those budget battles that we're talking about. We've talked about a lot of huge numbers here. So here's what the huge numbers are for a rate increase. And let me say this first of all, that everybody's dime out there is just as valuable as mine. Mr. Qualls talked about people that are taking the hardships. 2 years, Ray, you remember I was unemployed. So nobody knows this about, I don't have any disposable income. You know, so it's not like I'm sitting up here saying I got it all, so I'm just going to let everybody else pay the boat. That's not the truth. The big numbers are this. The monthly increase for 2011-12, the monthly increase is $11.50 a month. The increase for 12-13 is $15.08 as proposed. The only one that's going to be acted upon tonight, for sure, would be the $11.50. They're precious pennies to all of us, but those aren't huge numbers. Percentages can be thrown around all you want to, but when you get right down to it, $11.50 a month. It's precious money. I'm not trying to discount that, but that's what the reality of it is. That's the truth without any mirrors, without any smoke, without any hiding behind the girl in the curtain. It's $11.50 a month. That's all the comment that I have. How do we move forward at this point, staff? I would entertain a motion to adapt the 2-year rate budget as proposed to us this evening. Is there a motion to do that?
I'll make a motion to approve and adopt resolution number 2011-13 establishing charges for water and wastewater services. Is that enough, or do I got to read the rest?
That's fine.
There is one typograph.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a clarification to make, I believe.
On page 2 of resolution 2011-13, it's at the back of the packet.
2011-13. Gotcha.
Okay. It's page 2 of the resolution, number 4. It refers to in the third line, established by Contra Costa Sanitation District 19 pursuant to its ordinance number, it says 13, that should read 18.
Do you need to modify the motion?
I don't believe the motion was completed. I would suggest that you make your motion, as I understood you wanted to adopt resolution 2011-13, say as amended.
As amended. I'll second.
Okay. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Are you going to take comment from the public?
That time's over. That time is over with. We've already taken comment on this agenda item.
Not on the motion, no.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
4 aye, 1 opposed. You have that by tally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Action item number 2, Town of Discovery Bay CSD assessment for the fiscal year 2011-12, continued collection of assessment of county tax roll for Ravenswood Landscape Zone Number 9. This is a housekeeping item, is that correct, staff?
No, it's similar to the last item, but it does impose an assessment on the Ravenswood development, and Baron Perez will be giving that report this evening. Landscape, Parks and Landscape Manager.
Hi, Baron.
And Chair, just a reminder, this is also a public hearing item, so you will need to open a public hearing and close at appropriate time.
Thank you, Counselor. Go ahead, Baron, how are you?
This is the final process in finalizing the assessment for the Discovery Bay Landscape Zone 9, which is in the Ravenswood District. We've been on this a couple times. So I do want to talk that or mention that during the last board meeting, we brought forth the draft engineer's report. There are some changes on the final. The largest and basically only one is that there's a $14,000 retention, so it's not going to be paid on the splash pad this year. It's going to be used next year. So it did change what the per parcel assessment would have been. However, both the draft and the final assessment rates were over what we can charge, and so the recommended assessment on the draft and the final is those $561.44. The increase is coming from the addition of the splash pad, increases in payroll costs, the water rates going up that we're also going to see over there. Also some utilities that were transferred over to the district the last year that really didn't affect us last year. So.
Thank you, Farron. Is there any questions for Farron from the board? Any questions from the public? Oh, sorry. Oops, my fault. Okay, this is a public hearing because it does involve a rate increase. So at this point, I would like to open the public hearing for the rate increase on Ravenswood as written in Resolution 2011-20, I believe it is. 18, sorry.
There is a typo in the agenda report. It was carried over as 2011-18, but it's actually resolution number 2011-20.
I was right. Okay. 2011-20. Are there any comments from the board? Any comments from the public at this time? Remember that you are in the skills. Have the 3-minute limit, and this is with regards to the Ravenswood resolution.
I did.
Gavel? Okay, now we're all ready to go. Got a bunch of directors up there now. Any comments? Any comments from the board? Nothing? We don't want to do that yet because
you're still in.
I'm still in public hearing.
Correct.
So what I'm going to say is now I will close public comments and at this point I will close the public hearing. All right.
I'll make a motion to approve and adopt resolution number 2011-18.
Is there a second to that motion? Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Baron. No new business or action items on the agenda? I guess there's nothing we can do. Is that correct, staff?
That's correct. We left prior to items for your considerations.
Any further director's comments or reports this evening? Ray? Mark? Chris?
Just a reminder for the Community Center Committee. We have a website, discoverybaysurvey.com. We'd like all the public to give us their input regarding uses and ideas for the Community Center. We've prepared a short online survey there at discoverybaysurvey.com. Thank you.
Director Dawson.
Just want to report I attended the July 28th Byron Union School District meeting. and State Senator Mark Duchonnier gave an update on the budget and legislative agenda. It was mainly based on education since it was a school board meeting. We actually, the school board got a lot of help from our own Virgil Gainey. They have a well at Excelsior that is pumping nothing but mud. So Virgil went there after hours, just want to make that clear, and has helped them try to figure out what it is that's exactly causing them to pump mud. And they approved not to exceed $35,000 to work on that well.
Did we find out anything?
Virgil, he thinks that when they drilled the well,
they busted a pipe.
No, they drilled. They either drilled at an angle, which has caused right. some of the casing to open, and that's a really bad situation because they had three different companies working on that well. So when it comes time to saying you made a mistake, they're gonna be like, "Ah, wasn't me. It was that other guy." So that's gonna be a little bit of a problem. But one last thing I'd like to say, just for the public that's still here, appreciate it. All five of us are really accessible, and we're really open. Our emails are on the website. If you ever have any questions, concerns on anything going forward besides just ratings, please feel free to contact us, and we'll do the best we can to address your concern. Thank you.
I don't believe it's. I think the only manager left here is the general manager. Do you have a report, sir?
Just a couple more, real brief. One, Cornell Park, the construction project out there for the tot lots moving forward at a rapid pace. If you haven't been out there, please go out there and take a look at it. The walls have been poured, more walls are being formed, concrete's being poured. It's quite a sight, but we're on schedule for that for later this summer to have that park opened up. And just hopefully by our next meeting, we will have our AED in place. AED, yes, in place here at the district. In fact, staff is going to that training tomorrow, and I think board members, if you would like to attend that training, that CPR and AED training, I'd be more than welcome to do so as well. Other than that, I don't have any comments.
Thank you. District Council.
No report, sir.
Thank you. Committee updates. Is this item in for action or just a report? Thank you. I would like to say that the Communications Committee will be meeting on the 17th at 5 o'clock, is that correct? So all are welcome for a wonderful meeting. And we have correspondence listed, public records requests, any future agenda items? Not at this time. Move for adjournment. Oh, sorry.
Rick, we discussed what our obligations towards the process, other development. I'd like to get that on an agenda for you to discuss it. Probably find out exactly where we stand and find out what we actually owe them and what they owe us.
Any other? Move adjourned.